Good morning. Today's daf is daf Tzadi Hei in Masechet Pesachim. We dedicate our learning Lili Nishmas Pinchas and Yosef Erezel, Olav Hashalom, his neshama have an aliyah. Today's daf continues with the topic of Pesach Sheni, and the Mishnah here on the top of the Amud addresses differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What's the difference, or what's done differently on Pesach Rishon, on the 14th of Nisan, and Pesach Sheni, the 14th of Iyar? Somebody didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He has the chance to bring Pesach Sheni. How are these karbanos similar? How are they different? Answers the Mishnah in terms of differences. Harishon aser b'bal yirayeh. When you bring Pesach Rishon, and then when you eat the Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have any chametz. You have a mitzvah of tashbisu to get rid of the chametz. There's a pasuk that says, "Losishchat al chametz dam zivchi." Don't slaughter my sacrifice when you own chametz. And when you eat the Korban Pesach, shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem, there's a mitzvah not to possess any chametz. So that's true about Pesach Rishon. You can't have chametz. Hasheni, but in regards to Pesach Sheni, it's an Iyar, it's a month later, you can have chametz. So chametz u'matzah imo b'bayis. In the same house that he's eating his Pesach Sheni over matzah, matzah sumrorim yochlu, he also has chametz in the house. A second difference, harishon ta'un halel ba'achilasa. Pesach Rishon, while eating the Korban Pesach, you have to say Hallel. We have this in the Haggadah, at the end of Magid. We say two paragraphs of Hallel. And then after the meal, following the Afikomen, which would have been the Pesach part, we then have a whole section of the Seder called Hallel, where we say Hallel. So, the night of Pesach, 15th of Nisan, when we're eating the Korban Pesach, we have to say Hallel while eating the Korban Pesach. Vasheni ain ton halel v'achilasam. Pesach Sheni, we don't have to say halel when we eat the Korban Pesach. Zevizeh, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, though, have the following similarity. Ton halel v'asiyasam. When they're being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, during their activity, there is a mitzvah to say halel. Remember back Pesach Rishon, different groups of Yisraelim bringing the Karban. They would collect in the courtyards and wait as the Karban is brought on their behalf. They would all be saying Hallel. That's true about Pesach Sheni too. Pesach Sheni as well. There is a mitzvah to say Hallel during its service. Another similarity, B'nechal and Sali. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have to be roasted to be eaten. They're eaten in a state of being roasted. The animal is put onto a stick. The stick is put into a fire and roasted. And thirdly, both of them are matzah sumerorim. Both of them are eaten over matzah and maror. And fourth, v'dochenes ha-Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, or if the 14th of Iyar is on Shabbos, you would overrule Shabbos to bring the Pesach Rishon or the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is going to teach us that these laws are derived from the Psukim in Parshas Vahalotzcha about Pesach Sheni. The Torah says there, Ish Ish, ki yi tameh lanefesh, over derech rechoka. Any man who might be tameh meis, or he's too far away, lachem, your generation, or doroseichem, or future generations, yasa pesach la'ashem, v'chodesh ha'sheni, v'arba asar yom ben arbaim yasu oso. He's going to do he can do a Korban Pesach the next month, the second month, on the 14th of the month in the afternoon, he can do it. However, al matzah sumrorim yochluhu, they are to eat it over matzah and morah, like the first Pesach. Lo yashiru menu ad boker, they can't leave any of it over till the morning. There's a law of nosar, you have to eat it in a timely manner. The etzem lo yishbru vo, they can't break a bone in the Korban. Finally, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. They are to do it as per all the laws of Pesach. So now this last line, Kachol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso, seemingly makes the earlier lines unnecessary. If Pesach Sheni is done, Kachol Chukas HaPesach, then certainly Etzim LeYish Gru Bo, you can't break a bone in it, Al Matzah Sumrorim Yochluhu, you eat it over matzah, and LeYosiru Mimenu Had Boker. There's an interesting dynamic where the Torah first specifies certain points of commonality between Pesach Sheni and then Pesach Rishon, and then the Torah gives us sort of a catch-all, a general rule, a kachol chukas haPesach, like all the law of the Pesach, yasu oso, they are to do it. So the Gemara is going to interpret this interesting formulation. Tana Rabbanan Linden Abraisa. The pasuk says at the end of all those psukim, kachol chukas haPesach, yasu oso. So that's interesting. It didn't say kachol chukas haPesach, yasu. Like all the laws of Pesach, they will do. It said, "Kechol chukas haPesach, yasu oso." Like all the laws of Pesach, they will do it. So it's something about oso, about it. That tells you, "B'mitzvah shebegufo akasa medaber." Pasuk is referring to those commandments that relate to the very item, that relate to the body of the animal. So roasting, not to leave leftovers. These are things about the carbon itself, and that's who the pasuk is commanding us to do. What about mitzvah sha'al gufo minayin? What about mitzvos that are not about the body itself, but about on top of the body, right? To eat it with matzah, eat it with maror. Not about roasting it. That's what the pasuk says about those things. Al matzah sumrorim yochlu. They should eat the carbon Pesach sheni on matzah and maror. Well, once we're saying that it applies to things beyond just the body, that it's similar to Pesach Rishon, maybe even those mitzvahs that have nothing to do with the body, namely getting rid of the chametz from the house, maybe that also applies to Pesach Sheni. That's the pasuk gave a different one of the details. It said, they can't break a bone in it. So, already said, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. Why did it also say, Ve'etzem L'yish Beruvo? That's to say like this, Shviras Etzem Yuchad, Mitzvah Shebegufo, Shviras Etzem is unique. It is about the item itself, the body itself, can't break a bone in it. Afkol mitzvah shebegufo. So mitzvos that are about the item themselves, mitzvos of carbon Pesach, they apply to Pesach Sheni. Roasting, that's blood of binosar, eating it with matzah and maror. But things that have nothing to do with the body at all, like getting rid of the chametz from the house, that doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Yisra ben Yehuda, Omer Yisra ben Yehuda says, a different explanation, that since it said initially, kachol chukas haPesach, yasu oso, they'll do it. Kechol chukas haPesach. That's to tell you, b'mitzvah shebegufo akasa medaber. The pasuk's only referring to those mitzvos that are about the item themselves, but not about things that are not about the body, namely the getting rid of the chametz. Right, this is the brisa. Amar Mar, we learned before in the brisa. Yachal af mitzvah shelo al gufo. But the fact that it said al matzah simrom yochlu, I might have thought that even you have to get rid of chametz, that also applies to Pesach Sheni. Even the mitzvahs that don't have anything to do with the body. How could you have thought that? How am I to what you just said? The mitzvah shebegufo akasa medaber. The pasuk is referring to those mitzvahs that have to do with the body itself. Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oso. So the Gemara explains. Why did it say oso? It didn't just say like the Pesach they should do. Okay, this is what it means. Hashad amar tamas simrom yochlu. Once you say amas simrom yochlu, alma yasu oso lav dafkahu. That tells you Yasu also is not just the body is similar to Pesach Rishon. Also, the fact you eat it on matzah and maror applies to Pesach Sheni. So, Eima Havale Kipratu Klal. So now, why don't we say that we have a bunch of details? Don't eat it nosar. Eat it on matzah and maror. don't break a bone. Then a generalization. Like all the ones of Pesach you should be doing. That's the klal most of all a prat. And therefore, it'll be within the rule of having details and then a klal. The klal is to include many more things. And in regards to always, and in all things, Pesach Sheni should be like Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, also you have to get rid of chametz, like you have to get rid of chametz for Pesach Rishon. Kamash Malan. So, that's the chiddush that we don't say that. How do we know not to say that? That we know from the fact that it says, Ve'etzim liyish brubo. So it says Ve'etzim liyish brubo. Again, it comes back to elements of the body itself. It's to say that things connected to the carbon, eating it with matzah and maror, yes, but things that don't touch the body of the carbon at all, getting rid of the chametz, that does not apply in Pesach Sheni. Now, Yisrael ben Yehuda said, we don't even need that. We don't even need to say etzem liyish berubo, because we have the word also. Yisrael ben Yehuda, though, hay etzem ayav delay. So what does he do with this pasuk, etzem liyish berubo? If we're going to learn that we need etzem liyish berubo to tell me that there's a limitation on this prat and klal, it's not mar b'kol davar, doesn't include all things, and in all things, Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon, fine. But if you don't need that, just you know from Kechol Chukasa Pesach Yasu also, it's only things about the carbon that are going to be, about the body that are going to be like Pesach Rishon. So why do we have this, why do you have the Pasuk Etzim Yish Berubo? Because Mar Miboyle, we need it for the following lesson. Echad Etzim Sheyesh Bo Moach, Echad Etzim Sheyin Bo Moach. The law of not breaking a bone applies both to bones that have marrow in them, as well as bones that do not have marrow in them. But we're not allowed to break both of those bones. This extra pasuk of don't break a bone is to tell me that the law of don't break a bone applies even to a bone that doesn't have marrow. Rabbanan, hayasu oso mayavdile. What do they do with the word oso, ultimately? And so the Gemara Miboyle, they learned that pasuk for the following. Yasu oso, shein shochnes ha-pesach alayachid. We try not to shecht a carbon Pesach Sheni on one person. Let's say most of the Jews are Tamei. There's only one Jew in the world who, I'm sorry, most of the Jews were Tahar. There's only one Jew in the world who was Tamei. We wouldn't want to do that. We don't want to do a Pesach Sheni for only one person. Yasu, in the plural, they should do Oso. Therefore, Tekamadev Shel Adrune, Lahadure Madrine. As much as we can pursue, we pursue. In other words, if we see that there's only one person who's Tamei, then we try to get somebody else to become Tamei, put dead rodents on him, so that we can do a Pesach Sheni for at least multiple individuals. Then our Rabbanan did a brisa dealing some more with these psukim of a Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says, Kechol Chukasa Pesach, Yasu Oso. Right? It says, general rule, like all the laws of Pesach, they'll do it, they'll do the Pesach Sheni. Yachol Kishem Sharishon Asu B'Val Yerav Al Yimatzei, Kach Sheni Asu B'Val Yerav Al Yimatzei. I might have thought then that if Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon, just like in Pesach Rishon there's a law of Bayura Bayimatz, you can't own any chametz. So to Pesach Sheni you can't own any chametz. That's what the pasuk says. Al matzos umerorim yochluhu. Torah says you'll eat it over matzos and maror. So we're going to say basically like this, that since the Torah gives three details, al matzah sumerorim, four details, right? Al matzah sumerorim yochluhu, they'll eat it over matzah and maror. And then it says about the Pesach Sheni, the etzem lo yishbru bo, they won't break a bone in it. And it says about the Pesach Sheni, lo yosiru mimenu ad boker, they won't leave any of it till the morning. So these three commonalities, which these of course apply to Pesach Rishon too, you have to eat it over matzah and maror. Can't break bones, you can't leave it till the morning. But then it gave the catch-all. It said, Kechol Chukasa Pesach Yasu Oso, like all the laws of Pesach, they'll do it. So by specifying these three points of commonality are specified, number one, to include something else like them, which is also common to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and to exclude something which is like them, which is unique to Pesach Rishon, and it wouldn't apply to Pesach Sheni. So again, the Brayis explains. I might have thought Kishem Sharishon Asim Val Yerav Al Yimatzei Kach Sheni Asim Val Yerav Al Yimatzei. I might have thought the same way. Pesach Rishon you can't have chametz. Also Pesach Sheni you can't have chametz. I might have thought that Pesach Sheni is like Pesach Rishon in regards to all things. Time alone, that's what the pasuk says. Al matzos umerorim yochluhu. They'll eat it on matzah and maror. In the other mitzvah saseh. Okay, that tells me about a mitzvah saseh, that there's a mitzvah saseh which applies to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, similar to matzah and maror, and there's a mitzvah saseh similar to matzah and maror, which is excluded from Pesach Sheni. Mitzvah lo taseh minayin, how do we know that this also applies to mitzvah lo taseh, tamlom, that's where it says, lo yashim menu ad boker. And it specifies it can't leave anything from it till the morning. So in the other mitzvah lo taseh, shenitik laseh. Now the law of nosar is a lo taseh, a prohibition that can then be fixed. If you leave it to the morning right away, you have to burn it. So that's called a lav anita klase, a lo tase attached to an ase. Mitzvah lo tase gomer minayin. How do we know that a full, plain lo tase with an ase attached to it also is both included and excluded? One is included, one is excluded. Tamlom, that's what it says, v'etzem liyish berubo, don't break a bone. So now, Ma Prat, these details are Mefurish explicitly, a mitzvah saseh, namely Amatsu Morim Yochlu, and then a lo taseh shenita klaseh, namely Lo Yashir Menu Ad Boker, and then a lo taseh gamra, full lo taseh, that's Mishbrubo. Therefore, Af Kol, mitzvah saseh, velo taseh shenita klaseh, velo taseh gamur, bechlal. So too, there's an inclusion of another mitzvah say, another lo tasei shenit glasei, and a lo tasei, a full lo tasei, that both Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon are similar about. So what are we including? Which mitzvah say also applies to Pesach Sheni, like it applies to Pesach Rishon, the same as the mitzvah say of eating it over matzah and maror applies to both? It's kliyesh. The Pesach Sheni has to be roasted. Pesach Rishon has to be roasted, that's a mitzvah say. There's also mitzvah say to roast the Pesach Sheni and to eat the Pesach Sheni only roasted. Now, the prate maime maitle, which mitzvah say is being excluded? We're saying this mitzvah say of al matzah maror, but there's some other mitzvah say that applies to Pesach Rishon that would not apply to Pesach Sheni. Hashbasa saor, mitzvah say of ach bayom rishon tashbisa saor mibateichem. Mitzvah say that on erev Pesach you have to get rid of chametz. That applies only to Pesach Rishon. It does not apply to Pesach Sheni. Ask, why don't we switch it? Why don't we say that the mitzvah say of Amatzah Sumerorim includes Hashbasa Sa'or? Similarly, you also have to get rid of the chametz. And it excludes Tliyesh, and you don't have to eat Pesach Sheni roasted. Answer the Gemara again. Mitzvah the Gufa Adif. It makes more sense that the body of the Pesach Sheni is going to be like the body of Pesach Rishon. And the word Oso, as we saw. So it makes sense that that mitzvah just has to do with the body of the karban, namely to roast it. That's going to apply both to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, just like eating it over matzah and maror applies to both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But the mitzvah that doesn't have to do with the item itself, with the cheftza, to get rid of chametz. That's not about this item. It's about you getting rid of chametz. No, that would only apply to Pesach Rishon. It doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. B'cholot lo yashrim menad boker ma'ikam arbilei, included in the fact that the Torah says explicitly, you can't leave the Pesach Sheni till the morning. So what's included in that in terms of Pesach? What other lav amitza klasei is similar? That also applies both to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The lav is lo sotzi mimenu. Torah says that when you eat the korban Pesach, you can't take it out of its place. It implies if you do take it out of its place, you have to bring it back to its place. Don't take it out of the house. So that applies to Pesach Sheni too. Wherever you put down the korban Pesach to start eating it, can't take it out of the house. That's a lav anita klase. Don't take it out. If you take it out, bring it back. The prate micro and mitle. Now, what's it excluding? It's excluding is lo yarev lo yimatze. The law of don't own chametz, which also is a lav anita klase. Don't own chametz, and if you do, burn it. So that is excluded. That does not apply to Pesach Sheni. It only applies to Pesach Rishon. Ibachana, again, why don't I switch it? Why don't I say that you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach Sheni like you're not allowed to own chametz on Pesach Rishon? But I would say that you don't have a law that you are not allowed to take the Pesach out of the house. As the Gemara mitzvah, the Gufei Adif, again, makes the most sense to include a mitzvah of the item. And so don't take this piece of meat out of the house. That's something about this piece of meat. So this piece of meat should be the same in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But the idea of getting rid of the chametz, the idea of don't own chametz, it's not about the body of the korban. So there'd be a difference. Pesach Rishon, you can't own chametz. Pesach Sheni, you could own chametz. Finally, b'cholit etzem yishbrubo. My kamarba, what do we include from the fact that the Torah gave the specific example that in Pesach Sheni, like in Pesach Rishon, you can't break a bone. So that's just a regular lav. And that also is al tochnu menu na. Just like in Pesach Rishon, you can't eat it when it's partially cooked. You can't eat the Pesach Sheni if it's only partially cooked. The prate mikramati, and what is excluded? What's excluded is the following. L'sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. It says about Pesach Rishon, you can't shecht it if you own chametz at the time. That doesn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Again, ipuchana, why don't I switch it? And say you could own chametz when you, I'm sorry, you can't own chametz when you shecht Pesach Sheni, but you could eat it raw. Answers again, mitzvah the gufei adif. It makes the most sense that what's being included are mitzvos about the item itself, about the body. And And what's being excluded is something which isn't about the body of the carbon, but about the surroundings of the carbon. The Mishnah said, in terms of distinctions between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, HaRishon Ton Halo Ba'achilasa. Pesach Rishon, you have to say Halo when you eat it. Pesach Sheni, you don't have to say Halo when you eat it. Says the Gemara, Minan Emili, how do we know this? Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Yod Tzadok, Rabbi Yochanan Yantan Nimri Mishum Yod Tzadok, Amar Kal, the Pasuk says, Hashir Yelachem, it'll be a holiday for you, Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag. So the Pasuk is talking about the future redemption. We get the future Geula. Hashir Yelachem, you'll have a song, Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag, like the night the holiday is made holy. So that tells you, Laila Makudesh Lachag, night of Pesach, which is holy as a holiday. Ton Halo, that's when you have the Shir, that's when you have Halo. But the night which is not made holy as a holiday, Ein Ton Halel, that's where you do not have an obligation of saying Halel that night. Pesach Sheni, that night is not a holiday. So then you don't have to say Halel. But in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Pesach Rishon is brought, and when the Pesach Sheni is brought, in the Beis HaMikdash they would say Halel during the service, my time or why. Ibai same way we could say, since with the way we know that you don't say Halel on eating Pesach Sheni, because it says Kaleil Hiskadesh Chag, and Pesach Sheni, there's no Kedushas Chag that night. So Laila Kamamait, it's only excluding the night. But Yom Lo Kamamait, the day is not excluding. Ibai same alternatively, it's logic. After Yisrael Shochnis Pesachim, is it possible to imagine the Jewish people in the Beis HaMikdash they're slaughtering their karbanos Pesach, or notless lulavim, where they'd be shaking their lulav. They know him halal. They wouldn't say halal in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, when you're doing the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's so inspiring and so exciting that they spontaneously burst forth with halal, and there's an obligation to say halal. Then the Mishnah went on to talk about the similarities between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Both of them nechalim sleep. Both of them are eaten roasted. Both of them are eaten over matzah and maror, and both of them, their service would overrule Shabbos. Shabbos in, they overrule Shabbos, but tumah lo. But apparently, they would not overrule tumah. So somebody who is tameh is apparently not allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni would overrule Shabbos, would not overrule tumah. If so, Masnis and Lok Rabbi Yehuda. This is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya comes in a Brisa. Pesach Sheni Dochas HaShabbos. Pesach Sheni overrules Shabbos. Vein Dochas HaTumah, but it would not overrule Tumah. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Avdochas HaTumah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you bring a Pesach Sheni, even a person's Tameh overrules the law of Tumah. My time at the Tanakama. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama? The answer is, Yiptum Tumah Tchisid. Hashem told him if he's Tameh, he can't bring Pesach Rishon. Now Yachzer v'yasa b'tumah. So now Pesach Sheni can go do it in Tumah. The whole point is Hashem didn't want him to do it in Tumah. So that's why he said don't do it on Pesach Rishon. So now Pesach Sheni is all still Tumah. So he still can't do it. Yehudot, no. The Torah chazer alav lasos b'tahara. The Torah says, okay, you're Tumah Pesach Rishon. Okay, so don't do it now. Try to be Tahar. Lo zacha, he wasn't zocha to become Tahar. Yasa b'tumah. At least let him do it in a state of Tumah. Tan Rabbanu went in a braisa. Pesach Rishon dochas haShabbos. Pesach Rishon overrules Shabbos. Pesach Sheni dochas haShabbos. Pesach Sheni also overrules Shabbos. Pesach Rishon dochas haTumah. Pesach Rishon would overrule Tumah. Going to this brisa, Pesach Sheni dochas haTumah. Pesach Sheni would also overrule Tumah. Pesach Rishon overrules Tumah when most of the Jews are Tumah. Pesach Rishon Tom Lina. This brisa says Pesach Rishon, after you bring it, you have to sleep over that night. Pesach Sheni also Tom Lina. After you bring it, you have to sleep over that night. Ask the Mardochas Atoma Kiman. If this brisa holds that Pesach Sheni overrules Tom, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Tom Lina. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have to sleep over the night after you bring your Pesach Sheni? But Tanya, but didn't we learn a brisa? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Minayin the Pesach Sheni She'im Tom Lina. How do you know the Pesach Sheni you don't need to sleep over? Because it says about Pesach Rishon, you're going to get up in the morning and go to your tent. Ksiv, and it also says right afterwards, Sheshes Yom Tochal Matzah, for the next 6 days you keep eating matzah. That tells you Ne'achal L'Shisha, when you have eating matzah for 6 days afterwards, Tohan Lina, that you have to sleep over. Shei Ne'achal L'Shisha, but when you have a carbon without having 6 days of matzah afterwards, Ein Tohan Lina, you don't need to sleep over. So this price says explicitly, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pesach Sheni doesn't have Lina, and has a pasuk for it too. So how did the first price say that Pesach Sheni needs Lina? It's the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because it says Pesach Sheni can be brought with Tzumah. That's more a trade Tanayim, leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it's a machlokas. Two different Tanayim arguing, what is the view of Rabbi Yehuda? Some Tanayim hold that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Sheni needs Lina. Some hold that it holds that it does not need Lina. We know that the Torah says in regards to the Pesach Sheni, Ish Ish Ki Yatzamil Nefesh. If a person will be Tamei Meis, needs to do the Pesach Sheni. So Ish, a person, but not if the whole community, the whole community is Tamei, then they don't do Pesach Sheni, they do Pesach Rishon. That's called Pesach Haba B'Tzuma. Pesach that's brought when everybody is Tamei. Pesach Shabba B'Tzuma. Let's say you have a situation when the majority is Tamei, so we're bringing the carbon Pesach even though people are Tamei Meis. So Tumas Meis is pushed aside. Lo yochlu mimenu zavim. But if somebody has besides Tumas Meis another Tumah, there's also a Zav, or just a Zav, or a woman who's a Zava, or a Nida, or a Yoledes, they cannot eat from the carbon Pesach. Now, normally, if somebody's tummy eats from a carbon, he gets karis. Imachlu, but if these Tumayim, the Tumayim with different liquids that came out of them, if they eat from the carbon Pesach at the time when most of the nation is Tamei Meis, they're putter from Karis. But they would still be Chayiv Karis for going into the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe Elazar goes further. Poter Af al Bias Mikdash. He says when most of the people are Tamei Meis and we're bringing carbon Pesach in the state of Tumas Misa, there would not even be a law of Karis for entering Beis HaMikdash B'Tuma. Tanar Abana Medina Braisa. Zavin Zavos Nidos and Yodos Shachlu Pesach Sheba B'Tuma. If a Zav or a Zava or a Nidor Yoledes eats a carbon Pesach when it was brought, when everybody was Tamei Meis, Yachlu Chayavin, maybe they would get Kares for eating a carbon in a state of Tuma. That's what the Pasuk tells us in regards to that law, that you can't eat a carbon when you're Tamei, called Tahar Yochal Basar. Everyone who's Tahar can eat the meat. But a soul that eats meat from the shlam, that's for Hashem, it's whom also Allah, with the tumah still being on him, and the soul gets cut off, it gets karis. That tells you, when ne'achal tahorim, when you have kol tahor yochal basar, when tahorim are able to eat the meat, because people are tahor, and chayav and alav mishum tameh, and when somebody whose tameh eats it, he would get karis. But she'in ne'achal tahorim, when you're in a situation where we don't have tahorim able to eat the meat, everybody's tameh, then ain't tameh, and chayav and alav mishum tameh. So we don't have the first part of the pasuk. We don't have kol tahor yochal basar. So then tameim are not going to get the second part of the pasuk. They're not going to get kares for eating it in a state of tumah. Rebbe Elazar, Omer Rebbe Elazar says, yachol dachku zav minichnesu lazar b'pasuk haba b'tumah, yachol yuchayav and kares. Maybe if Zavim would walk into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Azara, when everybody who's there is Tamei Meis, that they would get Karis for entering Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. Well, that's what we learn from the following pasuk. They don't even get Karis for that. Tamei Lama, that's what the pasuk teaches you. The pasuk says, V'yishalchum in amachaneh kol teruah v'chol zav. They should send out of the camp anyone who's Teruah, anyone who's a Zav, v'chol Tamei l'nefesh, anyone who's a Tamei l'nefesh, b'zman she'tmei ha'meisim nishtalchim. At a time when the Tamei ha'meisim are sent out, Zavin and Mitzarayim mishtalchim. The Zavin and the Mitzarayim are also sent out. But ain't Tmei Mesim mishtalchim. But if you don't have Tamil Nefesh, Tmei Nefesh are allowed in. They're allowed in because most people are Tamil Mes, so they're allowed in. And ain't Zavin and Mitzarayim mishtalchim. And you don't have the law also of send away the Zavin and the Mitzora. And therefore the Zavin and the Mitzora then would not get Kares for entering Beis HaMikdash. But Rav Yosef asked the following question. We know that if most people are Tameis, obviously, if most people are Tamei Meis, then they can bring their carbon Pesach in a state of Tumah, because it's only Ish. Only an individual gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, not a whole community. So if Yosef asks, Dachku Tamei Meis v'nichlesu l'heichal b'Pesach haba b'Tumah. Let's say most people are Tamei. And therefore, we have Tamei Meis in the Azara bringing Karbanos. And the Tamei Meis push their way into the Heichal. They go into the area that they're never allowed in, into the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what will be the law with them? Do we say that since the impurity, or making impure the Azara, was suspended. So making impure the Heichal also was suspended. Well, there were no. I have the issue, what's permitted, what's permitted. I have the low issue, low issue. What hasn't been permitted has not been permitted. Amar Rav, Rav said, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yishalchu min ha-machaneh. They should send out from the camp, from the edges of the camp. That tells you, afilu mitzvos machaneh. Sometimes you only send out from part of the camp. You know, they allow them into the Azara, but you would send them out of the Heichal. The other version said, Rav saying the opposite. Amar Rav, Rav said, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yishalchu min ha-machaneh. They should send them from the camp, but then it says, only chutz ha-machaneh to shalchum. Outside of the camp, you should send them. So that's to tell you, once we have the law, you send them fully out of the camp, wouldn't let them into the Azara, then you have the law, you send them out even from part of the camp, even from the Heichal. But when you're allowing them into the Azara, then you don't have to send them out of the Heichal, and they would not get karis, even for going into the Heichal, when the majority of the nation is Tamei Meis, and you have Tamei Meisim walking around the Beis HaMikdash to be able to bring their carbon Pesach. Okay, Adkan, Daf Tzadi Hei.